We can learn a lot from the life of Saul. As a young leader and king, he makes all kinds of decisions. One of his very first decisions is a big mistake, to make a sacrifice without Samuel, which strips him of the kingdom. He's essentially a dead man walking. He's done before he ever really gets started, even though the end doesn't come for 40 plus years. In today's account, though, we get the illustration of what it looks like to go off half-cocked, to go making decisions on the spur of the moment without really consulting the Lord. Each and every one of us basically knows what this looks like in our own life because we've done it. The illustration today shows Saul with 600 people against a vast army of Philistines. 600, that's the amount of people in all of Israel that will follow him. And then there are thousands more that are sort of hiding, sort of watching what will happen, but not really following Saul. Don't really trust in him yet. So Jonathan, Saul's son, goes down and confronts the Philistines head on. And it causes great confusion. Many are killed and then they turn on each other and chaos breaks out and so on and so forth. We just read the narrative. I don't need to recount it completely. But Saul, in his zealousness, he's like, I've got them on the run. We will kill all of my enemies. Let a curse be on anyone who eats. All right? That's not something that God handed down. That's not something that God said to do. Saul just said this. In his eagerness to kill his enemies and in his eagerness to show leadership and decisive action. What happens, though, is that the army grows weak and they tap into all of their adrenaline reserves and they're just absolutely worn out. Of course, Jonathan doesn't know about it and he eats some honey. But this decision causes the children of Israel to be led into sin because they're famished, so they're killing livestock and eating them raw, which is completely against the law of Moses. Don't eat anything with blood in it. Is God's command. So once the army eats, Saul's ready, man. He wants to go through the night killing the Philistines. He's ready. And he's ready to ship out. Of course, the priest comes up and says, you know, Saul, maybe we should ask God. And Saul's basically like, oh, yeah, we should ask God. God has no answer. So there's an assumption that there's something wrong. Of course, it ends up exposed that Jonathan ate. And God was honoring the oath that the king put over the people. Jonathan ate. He didn't know about it, but he ate. So Saul is in a box. Now he has to really show decisive leadership. All because of this poor decision. Now he's got his son. And he has to step up in front of the men and pronounce the death sentence on his own son and be prepared to watch him die. Of course, the men of Israel step in and intercede for Jonathan and say, you know what? The Philistines wouldn't be on the run. You wouldn't be wanting to chase them through the night. You know, this victory is Jonathan's. God worked through Jonathan to give the victory. Before you start rewriting history and make this your great conquest, we were here. We know kind of how this went down. And Jonathan shouldn't die. And so Jonathan is saved. Point of all this is, when we go making hasty decisions, a lot of times we have to live with the consequences of those decisions. And often we have to back up those decisions. We have to live with them and defend them. When they are absolutely 180 degrees out of phase with the will of God in our lives, we are absolutely diabolically opposed to what God would have selected for us to do. But we have to walk in the big circle until we can get back in the will of God. And we have resources available to us today that Saul never had. The work of Christ in the world wasn't there. They were living under the law of Moses. We have the atonement and redemption of Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit to guide and comfort us. And yet we still make the very same mistakes. Often. Partly because we want to rule our own destiny, partly because we just forget we're moving so fast that we never still ourselves to consider what the Holy Spirit might have in the way of advice for us. And partly because deep down, maybe we really don't believe all this. As we continue the chronicle of the life of Saul, we're going to see a lot of hasty and incorrect decisions. And in the case of Saul, we get to see what that looks like from start to finish. We get to see where that goes and how it ends up. And then we can extrapolate from that and apply it to our own lives and realize where things will end if we continue to take that road.